How can we use gratitude to connect more deeply with others? In this video, I'm going to talk about cultivating that particular state of gratitude and using it in just this way. Welcome to Holiness Connection, a podcast with interviews, discussions, and practices to explore a deep connection. I'm Sonia, and I hope that you find a sense of support and encouragement here. I believe we can all feel a profound sense of connection, of what I call holiness, connection to ourselves as we accept our life journey, our vulnerabilities and our paradoxes and contradictions, connection to spirit in whatever way and form that's calling to us, and connection to each other, which Holiness Connection explores in a series called Deep Calling Deep, how we can be with each other. I'm Sonia, and this is Holiness Connection. And today's video is part of my series Deep Calling Deep, in which we explore how we can connect deeply with others. So, gratitude, it's often something that we think of cultivating for well-being and, you know, in order to appreciate what's around us and what we have existing in our lives. How can we use it for deep connection? So Giovanni Bartolomeo of Elemental Breathwork often uses getting into the feeling space of gratitude for the deep work and visualizations that can be done in conjunction with breathwork. So you can get into these other theta and other brainwave states that can be useful for visualizations because you're in that more suggestible state that might be true also like as you're going to sleep at night or first thing in the morning as you're waking up. But we can touch into that state of gratitude other times as well. And I find it a particularly useful state to then practice deep connection from. So again, I'm not actually talking about coming up with gratitudes, like a list of gratitudes or ideas about another person, though that is a beautiful way to lean into realizations about someone's connection to us. But this could be a person you don't even know that you might be wanting to connect with. The point is to get into a state of gratitude, however you get there. So here's a quick example of some steps you could take, inspired by Gio of Elemental Breathwork's practice. Start by coming up with a moment when you felt profound gratitude. So go ahead and pick something big if you'd like, the birth of a child or a particularly momentous, you know, day or occasion in your life. Or you could pick a time that you just felt so in tune with the world, say in nature, basking in the sun, that you felt a profound feeling of gratitude for the natural world or for just existing. Really feel the embodied memory. It usually helps to close your eyes to do this. Who was there? What did it look or sound or smell like? And then the gratitude. Feel into that gratitude and where do you feel it in your body? How does it feel? I'm going through this kind of quickly here, but you can take as long as you want to really get into the feeling. So then take that feeling of gratitude, you know, thinking about noticing really what its qualities are, what it feels like in your body, if it has particular qualities, and let it expand, welling up and out in your heart, expanding throughout and outwards from your whole body. And that state, that feeling state, is a fantastic one for practicing deep connection. Now, it might seem like you need peace and quiet and a little time to get into this state. So that might seem like it could be a difficult thing, you know, if you're wanting to just out in the world, be feeling like you have more awareness of deep connection with others for whatever what might crop up in a day or whoever you might encounter. However, that might seem true at first that you need all that time to do it, but like other practices, the more you do it, the more familiar it becomes, and you might even be able to slip into that state very quickly, or maybe even be in it already more often. So I hope this was helpful. If you have any questions or nuances that you want to add about this getting into the state of gratitude and how useful this feeling state can be for us in many ways, but also in particular, I'm talking about for our connections with others, please let me know in the comments. Thanks, everyone.